Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 on WDUN. Now, I am Anita, and we have been talking about mission travel here with a guest of ours, just here in the studio, Stan Bell. And also here with me today are my usual cohorts here, Ida Carrillo with Global Sun and Fun Travel.
Yes, hello and, again.
Hello again. And Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses, a great destination right down on the coast of Georgia to go and have some.
That's Sapelo Island Birdhouses, sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, a great place to have a vacation. And it's getting around that time of the year. We have the fall and the winter season coming up. And yes, we have to start advertising it now.
Pristine beaches.
Pristine beaches. And speaking of missionary work and volunteer work, there's some things to do there on this, on Sapelo Island. There have been some projects, and maybe we can get a little bit of that in a little bit later in the show. But right now, I really would like to introduce someone who is really doing a lot of God's work when she travels. She works with her church, and she also does quite a few things when she's traveling on her own with her family. Her name is Adrienne Booth Johnson, Dr. Johnson. And she is internationally respected as not only a business strategist, but also a motivational speaker. She founded a company, Infinity Global Connections. And as a result of her entrepreneurial spirit and passion to share her knowledge, she has really done a lot of things with her travels, in particular to Africa. So, Adrienne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we are really, really glad to have you here. And we were just talking on the other segment with Stan, who offers quite a few missionary opportunities for volunteers through his organization. Now, I know you have an organization, but you do a lot of things where you just as an individual go and make differences in people's lives. So just, first of all, tell us a little bit about, you know, about some of your missions and some of the things that you do.
Oh, my goodness. You have about 4 or 5 hours.
I know how to take that long.
I know, because it's so exciting to do God's work, because God said, he said in the Bible, go out into all the world, not part of the world, not some of it, but all the world. And so I began in 2002 going to Johannesburg and Durban, South Africa. My niece had gone to Wellesley College, and there was a women's empowerment program. And my sister, Pearline, and I, we decided to go over and check on her. I had no idea I was going to fall in love with the Zulu people and the country of Africa. So since 2002, I've been going to Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town doing God's work. I do missionary work in those cities in South Africa. And I usually work with the women and the children. And because I worked for 25 years at the Coca-Cola Company in marketing, I would go over and teach the women how to sell their crafts in the marketplace. I also am an associate minister at Zion Hill Baptist Church. And one of the things as far as being a minister, I did revivals over in Durban, Cape Town, and Johannesburg. I've also preached in Nairobi and did work in Nairobi, Kenya, working with some of the people in Kenya. And finally, God did a new thing in my life in October of last year. I went to Monrovia, Liberia.
Yes.
And God said, use what you have. Because I when I go to these different countries, I said, okay, God, I'm not Oprah, I'm Adrienne. I don't have Oprah's money. Yeah, I don't have that money. And so what do you want me to do with a limited income? And so God said, just do your part. So I know I have the expertise of marketing from Coca-Cola. So in Liberia, in Monrovia, I was able to identify 100 women, and we put those women in business. They now sell Coca-Cola products. And my husband and I, we provided the money, and the local Coke bottler in Liberia provided the stands, the umbrellas, and all that. And so, you know, it's just been a whirlwind of things to do, because there's always work to do for people in Africa.
Well, and you know, what I really like about your story is how you are including your family. Now, tell me, I know your daughter has gone on, if not all, most of the trips with you. How do you think this has really helped her to grow into the young lady that she is?
Well, I think my daughter, Jayla, she started when she was maybe in the eighth grade. I just took her with me, and she helped when we would serve food after revivals and the people would get in the queues. She met a lot of the Zulus. In fact, Jayla played soccer here for Lightning here in Atlanta, and we fell in love with some of the South Africans that played on Clayton State's soccer team. So it's one thing to talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk. And so we opened up our home, and for Christmas, we would invite the South African players to come to our home for the holidays to eat Christmas dinner and all that. And Jayla just, she grew up with a giving spirit. And now Jayla goes to University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and she has a giving spirit and a loving heart as well. And she's doing a lot of work globally. In fact, she's going back with us the next time we go. Jayla also was able to go, and I took my husband, my last swan song with the Coca-Cola Company, I took 21 Historical Black College University students to South Africa for the World Cup. And we did work in orphanages there.
That's awesome. Now, Adrian, now you have definitely done, you know, quite a lot of things as an individual. How could you encourage other individuals? Because we are talking about the organizations that certainly people can partner with, but so many people travel, you know, for leisure. How could just regular individuals maybe do some of the things that you're doing? Do you have any tips?
Yes, I would say one of the things, don't necessarily wait for a group. But when you've got God in your heart and God is leading you, I travel to Africa by myself. So I think God is looking for people that are available and not fearful. Because if you have fear, then you don't have faith. If you have faith, then you don't have fear. Mm-hmm. So I travel alone. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I will contact people here in the United States or in Atlanta and say, hey, I'm going to Nairobi or I'm going to Liberia. Do y'all have anybody over there? Just so I have a name or contact. And I generally stay in hotels. I need lights. You know, we got different kind of missionaries, but I need lights and running water and stuff, you know. So. And I'm also very careful. I don't try to impose my beliefs or my customs on people in Africa. So I wear regular clothes. I don't wear short shorts. You know, I dress appropriately. I don't try to tell them about their marriages or about, you know, don't let your husband do whatever. I don't do that. I just do what God tells me to do, which is to go and tell them and share my testimony, what God has done for me and what God can do for them. Because God is no respecter of persons, and if he does this for us, he can do it for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that's a really good attitude, and that's, I'm sure, why you've been so very successful. So, Adrian, we're going to have to wrap up now, but is there a website or is there an email address or something like that where people maybe can get in touch with you to support? Because I know you didn't get a chance to go into a lot of detail with the program that you're doing in Liberia, but I'm certainly sure that there are ways that people could support you with in some of your projects and things. What's the website?
Absolutely. Well, my new business venture is Adrian's. You can go to www.adriansfineresaleboutique.com. Or you can always reach me through my email. That's my website.
Right.
And I also have a website with Infinity Global Connections with the S.com.
Okay, great, great, great. And we'll put that on the website. And thank you so much, Adrian. Great information. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.